All right, time is 7:04. We'll call the meeting to order. We could stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, at this time, I'll ask the council to review the April 28th meeting minutes for approval.
Motion to approve.
Wow, second.
All in favor? All right, passes unanimously. One item that was brought to my attention I'd like to add is a standing portion to the agenda at the, as a continuous at every meeting, is to review the financials.
Or at least the business meeting, once a month.
Once a month, okay.
Yeah.
At the regular meetings to review the financials.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
No, it's a standing, it's not new business, it's ongoing business. So.
Oh.
It'd be after the, so I'll make a motion to add that as a standing part of our agenda for the business meeting.
Eric seconds. All right, all in favor? All right. Passes unanimously.
I do have two questions.
Yes.
On the inflows.
Before we go to that, can we add or do we need to add an update on passports?
We don't have an update at the moment.
Okay.
Did you get anything?
I didn't know if y'all had a date or something. So, okay.
Not yet. So question on the inflows, the uncategorized. The 675. Do you know what that is?
What?
Uncategorized.
674.35?
Yeah. Our accountant always told us no uncategorized and no miscellaneous descriptions as an account.
I don't know. None of those are supposed to be uncategorized.
Okay. And the miscellaneous revenue? Is it like copies or?
It's hard to pinpoint this because it goes over the whole year and doesn't put them in codes like I got on the news.
Hey, Kathy, the overall total didn't recalculate when you took out the CD. I don't know if you have a formula there. You see where the difference is 171?
Overall total on the cash flow?
Isn't that the difference between the
inflows
and outflows?
Mm-hmm.
It should be like 71, I guess.
He's referring to when it showed up on the last financials when we had the 100,000.
We had the 100,000 CD, and I asked Kathy to take the CD out and just put the interest and investment income.
Right.
And it didn't recalculate the overall total.
No, we don't have any line items in the inflows as it summarizes for the year that show in excess of $100,000 in any one place.
Yeah, it didn't. Maybe there were some change that offset it, because the interest income is just the 8,600, right? Wasn't that the amount?
She emailed it to us, it was 108,000. It was the CD base and the interest.
Yeah, now it only shows the interest.
Right.
But the overall total is not calculating correctly.
Yeah, it should be the
it should be.
Outflows.
344 minus 273 is 71,837. This document's just for us, right? Just to see what our income and expenses. I don't know if you're making a manual input or have a formal input block.
Yeah, it should generate it itself. It's not like you're not. We can look after the meeting.
We can look after and send out an updated if we figure out it's $100,000 exactly.
That's got to be it.
Passage of the T-SPLOS has been our biggest revenue year to date.
Yep. Yay, T-SPLOS.
Can we pull this report as for future that shows 2024 or the previous year versus this current year for the same period?
I think so. I can look.
Cash flow thing.
Correct.
The balance sheet.
So we could look, same point.
Maybe. I'll help her.
You can do it.
I make no promises.
I'll help you if you want.
Okay. You can. I know you can put budget. It'll show budget and actual, but I think it'll do last year.
Just put it on an Excel spreadsheet.
So you want to compare it to 24?
Correct.
Same time frame?
Correct.
Okay.
And then compare to budget as well.
Okay.
Hey, Kathy, are we getting 4% interest on the general fund? Is that right?
On the what?
General fund.
Interest.
I'd have to check. I don't think it's that high.
We got a lot of money in there. I didn't know if we should look at a CD.
We've got the road projects once we get going, though. If we lock money up with the CD, we won't have that. I know we do have a couple of parts coming due May through July into August.
Isn't that going to be mostly rescue funds and T-SPLOS or not?
SPLOS and rescue funds, yes.
What's inline communities? Rezone 724 Manger?
That is an application that's in review currently for, that is the name of the group that is working on that has submitted an application for the redevelopment.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So we'll see. And those, every one of those will have the ability to pull reports compared to with the consultant that's doing the work.
Okay. Oh, they paid it. Okay, sorry. I broke my glasses.
Correct. Those fees are paid up front, and then we're invoiced as those projects are reviewed, and if they progress, they are also paid out of that.
So, Chris, will we still have a lot of money in the general fund after we pay the road projects?
Those have been paid.
With T-Splast and
two of those projects have already been paid out of the rescue funds?
No, I mean the future.
The future? Yeah, we'll have, it all depends on exactly which projects, you know, and how those are done.
Is it not better to, you say how it's done, as in whether it comes out of the general or whether it comes out of the teeth floss or something else?
There's just limits with each fund as to what we can spend the money on, exactly amount, but.
But I was thinking most of our roads we could get done without coming out of the general.
General fund, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Between yep. Stormwater with some accounts, whether that's the rescue funds or T-Splash for road improvements.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the balances through those. We'll just have to, as we progress through the road work projects, we'll know more kind of in that cash flow projections with which projects are approved. Okay. Are there any questions on the financials? We'll move to new business. Item number one is a CPL estimate for road work bid prep. I was not able to get to that last week to get them out here. So that is on the plan for the next 1 to 2 weeks to meet with CPL. It's my update. If there's no questions, we'll move to item number two on the new business, which is the credit card processing through GovCard.
I talked to the lady, and her service fees that they show on this, all those service fees are added to the customer's paying fee. We're not supposed to add like a 4%. They're already doing that in these fees. So those fees will come out of the customers, but it won't come out of ours. So at the end, supposedly, until we see what goes on, we won't have like credit card fees. So that's what these fees here are.
Customer fees.
That are gonna be taken out at the time the customer pays it. It's already included in that payment.
So if we charge $100 for something from the town, their charge would be the $100 plus the fees.
$175 for underneath the $100 or 3% or
okay.
Depending on what card they use at this point.
Got
it. Supposedly we will not have a bill at the end that has, you know, what we call BS fees. And it totals up to almost the same amount as your credit card fees do, usually or more.
Okay.
So that's what she says. Now we still do have to deal with what we call the PCI compliance. And I asked her, and the only two ways you can do it, she says now, is USB or an Ethernet. And both of them, they said, they go to the web browser, to the web. And she says they're both very secure, that we don't have to worry about it. But you still have to deal with this PCI compliance and answer all these questions about, you know, how you take care of cars, is it save it on the internet? Do you have policies about this, policies about that? It's a big long form that you have to deal with. I have mine on a telephone line, so mine's definitely secured no matter what. So once I do it, I just scroll on every year to the next one, but we're gonna have to look at it if we change it. But she says they're both very secure. Through them. So.
Are we required, everything from PCI compliance, we're still required to meet?
Yes, we yes. are. And we still have to do the PCI once a year. We go to the internet to PCI compliant to add us in there since we are taking credit cards.
What's that stamp for?
I don't remember. As long as I've been doing it.
P
PCI compliance.
I know that there's companies out that you can pay for a subscription piece to take care of that for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't pay for the PCI compliance. You just have to go through their questionnaire. And then if you're not compliant, they will let you know. Otherwise, you get this little certificate that you print off and you put in your folder.
And we have to do that on an annual basis?
Every year, yes. About this, well, I did mine last month. So it's usually March and April. April and May, I'm sorry, is when you got to do it. And I used to get little cards, little green cards that they would tell me I need to go do it. I haven't had one in a while. They sent me an email this time, and I don't look at my emails all the time. But I just finished mine. But you do not have to pay for it. It's just something you got to keep up with. Or they will come asking you more questions.
So you're recommending we go in with this credit card company?
I mean, it's hard to say yes and no. All we can do is try it and see what happens.
And the county's using it.
Yeah, the county's using it, or we can try to talk to somebody that we know is using it from the county. Because I've never heard of them. I mean, what she says sounds good, but you know how that goes, it's sales.
Well, again, you got the information from the county for this particular company.
Well, that's an endorsement right there. I mean, if they're using it.
I mean, we can try it, and if we don't like it, we'll. But the only problem is you got to give them all your banking information for these things to go to the bank account. So they'll have your bank account and all that stuff. And I meant to ask her, but I forgot about that, to ask her, you know, if we don't like it, can we opt out, or how long does it take to be able to opt out without being penalized any? See, that was already taken by one of these companies. So. I get leery about these credit card companies.
Do you have any thoughts on this?
The only thing I would say is that we just want to make sure that the agreement doesn't bind the town for more than a year, just because there are restrictions on making contracts that would bind a future council, and generally the timeline for that is if it binds your actions for more than a year out. So generally we want to keep the contract to a year or less.
I can call her back and find that out.
I prefer to have a 30-day out as well.
I don't think they're going to give you a 30-day out. I don't know. We'll find it. I'll find out. And I'll try to find out this week.
I mean, if we have those two options, should we go ahead and approve it based on a 1-year contract and a 30-day out?
You certainly can.
Versus waiting another month.
We could, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Which, at this time, the council would have to give me the authorization to sign the forms for setting up the account.
Well, see, the 30-day out, I mean, you're not going to know nothing until 30 days anyhow. So you get your first...
No, he's saying once we say we want out, and it's 30 days later.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cancellation notice or cancellation policy.
Are you talking about within the first year or after the first year?
Even within the first 30 year, you should be able to have a 30-day.
I mean, first you got to figure it out.
I mean, it's
taking me for everything, or they legit?
Or we could review it in 6 months and see how it's going.
Well, remember, you know, with it, we pay the one-time setup fee of $199, and then we choose either the USB card reader or the Ethernet terminal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no ongoing fee that the town is committed to from a cost perspective. Those are always a transactional fee.
Well, the Ethernet, they said, would be like, be hooked up to like Kathy's computer, and then it would go out to the website. Mm-hmm. The Ethernet would go directly out to the out there. But, I mean, that's just... $200.
Or the Ethernet's $500, the USB is $200.
No,
Right, so the USB would be...
It'd be like another card.
Someone has to come in and use it like a square.
Yeah, it'd be a card reader hooked up to a USB, which she would go to the website and then run the card through the card reader.
It's my understanding that I could process it totally through the website.
Correct.
Without either one of those.
Well, you would have to type in all the information on the website if you got the USB. And if you got the Ethernet, it would just, boom, done.
So we had a company that people were buying tickets to the Literacy Ball and making donations, mm-hmm. and they just went to the website and clicked. We didn't pay anything for the software, and they added the fees that went to them, so the people making the donations actually paid. We didn't spend a penny on it. But they did take a cut from the donation, mm-hmm. and then it was deposited in the bank account. But we had no hardware, it was just a... that went on the website.
I think we would also need to potentially with this side look at getting a firewall or separate firewall and setting up the internet for payments processes on its own, firewalled off from the town's computer or internet.
Unless your windows already have a firewall in it, and you can have a firewall in your routers too.
That's whether it's firewalled off through the router.
Seems like the risk is pretty low if the county's been using them for a long time. You talked to Rebecca, right? But if there was a problem, they would have said something.
No, I think relatively low, but having each of the sections with while it's the same, but it's also a separate issue about ensuring that everything's firewalled off from an internet connectivity perspective.
Well, the USB, I would think, would be more protective because you would have to go to their website, which is supposedly firewalled and all that mess, and protected to do this. The Ethernet, you would still have to run it through there, but a USB wouldn't hold as much any information like an Ethernet would. Ethernet, I would think, holds a little bit more information, and that's what you're trying to keep away from when you deal with these PCI people. Securities. Yeah. Protecting you and the customer.
And it's just going one direction. It's just mm-hmm. an inflow. They can't.
See, if you're typing in, you're doing it to their website. You're not doing it.
No, I like the USB card reader terminal option.
Mm-hmm. That would be hooked up to a computer.
Do you think
they
would
look
for 30
days? I don't know. I'll find out.
The fees,
that's
probably
that's
the market on.
Well, there is no.
They might give it to us
if
we want to go on and okay.
Well, we can okay if we, can get the 1 year and 30 day out.
Yeah.
If they don't.
I'll ask him to get the USB.
Mm-hmm. Because I can text and let you know that what it is, what she tells me.
I ask about people reserving the community room online and paying the deposit.
Hmm.
And she said that you could certainly do that, and
that's a good idea.
The deposit mm-hmm. could be refunded through the software.
To the credit card software. I mean, because I don't know how they're going to do it onto the website. I'm not that familiar with that. I don't even.
She gave me a link to put on my website.
Yeah, that's what we did. It was you just clicked it, and it went to their software, and we told it what we wanted them to ask, and we designed it pretty much, and then they, so people come in and buy what they wanted or make donations mm-hmm. or whatever. And then the money got deposited in our checking account. We got the reports on what they asked for.
We should set up a donation piece on it.
We should. Donate to Bethlehem.
Yeah, so, I guess it's for tonight's purposes, though, if the council is interested in moving forward with this software, you can authorize for me to sign the agreement with the setup fee, USB reader, not to exceed 1 year on the term with a 30-day cancellation notice.
I make a motion to do that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, it passes unanimously.
Yeah, what he said.
I try to keep it short, but sometimes it's not the easiest to keep every word short. All right, item number three on the new business is the welcome sign quote.
So we changed vendors. Paul Inakin is trying to retire. He has been trying to retire for a few years, and of course I'm calling him. He's like, you know what? I'm trying to retire. So he suggested we use Select Signs. They're over there by the railroad tracks and Dairy Queen. You know, behind Dairy Queen, they're on the left, Select Signs. And they've been around a long time as well, not as long as Paul. But anyway, he suggested using them. And we've used them at work as well. And they're quicker. They're more off the, just quicker. So I sent him what information we had, and he wanted more details. So we are working on clarifying exact size and materials and whether we want it raised or flat. And, so we were thinking on the big sign and the 316 signs, 5 feet across, 4 feet up, and then on the littles, 20 inches across and 17 inches up. Same
Can
artwork.
You say those signs again?
5 feet across and 4 feet up for the bigs.
Post on each side.
Right, the double post. The four entryways and then the two on 316 with the brick. So his price will be higher anyway because he'll do the whole install, where Paul was like, I can make them, but you'll have to get them in the ground and put the bricks down yourself and all that. So he said they, you know, it'll be a full thing.
And the little
and
signs?
Then the littles, the one post 20 across and 17 up, same artwork. And do we want it flat or do we want like it raised?
I like the texture, just personally. When you think of like the...
You mean the raised?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, that's cool, but get a price on both.
We'll get a price on both. Raised and flat.
Let's compare that before we just say.
I was going to say, that's the raised is...
Okay. That might be a hole.
And like on a...
4 times more.
I'm just assuming a white background, like wood material...
You like the raised until you see the price?
Yes.
Still might like it.
I'm chintzy.
You talking about the small signs?
Both.
For the small signs.
Well, both. Yeah.
Now, as I've been driving around, I didn't take pictures because I was driving, but I did notice multiple towns and cities the raised or textured sign is a common along, whether it's 129 or even here, you know, in Winder sign on 11.
And you're seeing more newer signs out in these towns.
He said that if the sign is in our jurisdiction, we're the ones who would be approving, you know, putting the sign up. Because I wasn't sure if we had to, like, get approval, especially, you know,
We, 316.
We have to check 81. The right-of-way?
Yeah, 316 we will, but the rest of it...
Yeah, 316 on right. 316. They'd be on the entrance ramps getting off the expressway.
Right. Exit.
In the middle. Mm-hmm.
So my goal is at the workshop to have some specific numbers for us. He said he couldn't have it ready by Monday today. Anyway, because he needs to talk to a brick mason and so forth. So
is this big enough?
For the small signs, yes.
So that's 10 inches. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just a post in the middle.
That'd that's 22 by 17, signs. So. Mm-hmm.
That'd be on your side, your small side streets.
20, I thought she said 20 by 17.
20 by 17.
So this would be about 20.
Yes.
A little off and about an inch.
Yeah, it's about 17, mm-hmm. Yes. That would be your small signs on your back roads.
The littles.
And then the four corner, the four northeast, south, and west, or whatever you want to call it. It's not even that anymore. they would have the bigger signs, but no block underneath it.
Yeah, I just wondered if that was big enough.
I think it'll work for the side roads you have, because you're going to have them pretty close to the road. I mean,
okay,
they're not going to be off. I mean, even the big signs are going to be
pretty close to
the road.
If we're going to buy them, I want them to be big enough to read.
But you're going to, I think that's going to be big enough.
I mean, we can make it big. Nothing's permanent here.
Yeah, because on the small signs, we got to figure out what we're going to write on the small signs.
Not the same artwork.
Oh, I thought it was the
same.
You're not going
to get all that artwork on the small signs.
That's what I said it would be.
You want to just say, "Welcome to Bethlehem"?
It's probably going to be "Welcome to Bethlehem," and then probably you can put your date on there or something. You can probably put your little
shooting star.
Well,
or maybe
you could do that too. You could put this little in there too.
What did your picture look like again? Did it have that arch at the top
the
also? Hold it up. I can see it.
Our logo.
Okay. So if we're gonna do the arch, maybe if we do Bethlehem welcomes you instead of getting that welcome at the beginning.
Yeah, because you can have that little art thing that she has in that circle at the top. And then you can say, "Welcome to Bethlehem."
Or Bethlehem welcomes you?
Mm-hmm.
Or Bethlehem welcomes you. What do y'all like?
There's not going to be enough room for that, though. That's just
it. You don't think so?
I mean,
you don't think you can get Bethlehem in that arch?
Or just the Bethlehem town limit?
Bethlehem in that arch.
Huh?
Just the Bethlehem town limit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
City? Yeah, what can you say, city?
Town limit.
Town limit. Yeah, you can get Bethlehem in a cross there.
Well, I know the sign vendors can be really good at renderings.
Okay.
But they're not going to be that far off of the road.
So you should be able to see them, read them.
If we make them like white and something like that with a white background.
Now, that is, you bring up one piece that we still do need GDOT as signing off on how far off the road they need to be, all signs. So.
Well, I can even go up there and measure the one that the city put or the county put up there.
I'm looking at it from like some recent legal proceedings against the city of Milton or others. We'll look at what the right of way is.
So you know something more.
I like blocking visual.
No, it's a whole big legal piece. I can send you some articles to look at.
That's okay.
So okay, we believe you.
Who represents Milton?
If you see him shaking his head, he'll.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we'll wait on that.
We'll have their sign off on the location. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
So we're working on it.
Thank you. That was all items on our new business. I would like to ask the council to address one piece, next meeting date, because it's slated for the next workshop would be on Memorial Day. The last Monday of the month.
Is it? Day, or can we do it all in the regular meeting?
We can.
How many things we got?
As to the agenda discussing the next meeting date?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to discuss the calendar.
Second.
All in favor? All right. So that's the question, is do we need another working session, or should we just consolidate into the beginning of June?
So what is that date, June what?
That would be June the 2nd.
Yeah, let's just do June the 2nd.
Okay. So we'll cancel the workshop.
Is that for the next meeting?
Correct. Cancel the workshop on the 26th. we'll meet on June the 2nd.
And since we're talking about calendars, July, I will not be here for the meeting.
Okay.
I'll be in Honduras. I can't make it.
Got it.
Okay, no workshop.
Okay, those are the last items on the agenda. Is there a motion to conclude the meeting, to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Woohoo!
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Do you have
I take that back. Is that...